And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 754. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, and at least for the time being, Breakman the Bold.
Nope, it's done. Crisis is solved.
Oh, what happened? What happened with the...
Okay, so to catch everybody up who's listening now, yes. My girlfriend was at a local CVS when she was... Her car was invaded by a mysterious dog with no collar or leash, and the animal shelters and the vet are closed. She did find one of the neighbors who said that they're going to take care of it, though.
Oh, well, that's cool. Right on. And so you don't have to adopt another dog today, Blake.
Well, I got cats here, like, so if I was to adopt another dog, like, I don't know, like, it'd have to be friendly with cats, it'd have to be friendly with my dog.
Yeah.
Does it have shots? Does it have fleas? Like, there are a billion questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You like, definitely have to quarantine until you got all that sorted out, you know.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Crisis averted. That's what we want to hear, Break, you know. No problems. So good.
Yep.
I was going to say ship it off to Eric. You know, that would have been perfect, but, you know.
Yeah, get a little dog. If you can't have cats, get a little dog.
Yeah, a little dog would be all right. Like maybe a little Chihuahua or Pomeranian or, you know, I don't know, Maltese. Maltese are pretty great animals, actually. But
hey, what kind of dog was it that our neighbors had? Sorry, I'll be back.
That's all right. Okay. Eric, you ready to get on to the news? Let's do it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
This is from RPG site. Free-to-play pixel art tactical RPG Sword of Convolaria launches later this year for mobile devices and PC. So that means it's probably going to have gacha.
Of course. Of course
it has like gacha. Or microtransactions or something.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I you know, when I hear sort of common...
Also, the name of the company is XD Games, which I am going to assume is an old-ass emoticon from the 2000s.
I mean, it looks cool, but I mean, can we just get past this quote-unquote free-to-play bullshit and just charge...
Just let me pay up front and never have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like just... it was that way...
Or do, like, the Game Pass thing where you're paying a monthly fee.
Yeah, or you can do that.
Oh, that's what Apple Arcade does.
I kind of would prefer a yearly thing, which you can do, you know, with either system, but I just... I don't know. For me, free-to-play, like, I mean, there are some games that are rewarding. I know... Break was playing that Final Fantasy game for the longest without ever having to pay even a penny. And that's cool. You know, I mean, like, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest for how long now? I think it's been at least three years, somewhere around there, and maybe even more. Actually, it'd be way more than that. But still, like...
They got Niyasumi Matsuno to promote this game somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks cool, looks good, but damn, man, it's you know, this free to play nonsense, man. I mean,
there's a Chinese developer, I think.
Yeah, it's a trend that I don't like, you know, and it's been going on for years, and I don't... Is it a successful? It's got to be fairly successful. I mean, we hear stories every week about free to play games. So, I mean, how many free to play games have lost viability after like the first year or so? I guess it's just make as much money as you possibly can in the first year or two, and then the rest is who cares. You know what I mean?
Most of those games don't even last a year, I think.
It's yeah. Like, yeah.
They start this out, and if they don't get a following soon enough, they're done.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And that's, you know, I mean, and then the ones that are quote unquote successful, they're never around. I mean, how many games have you known? I mean, I named one. It was Marvel Puzzle Quest, but that was built on the back of Marvel characters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I could see something like Final Fantasy, you know, keeping things going for a long time and shit like that. But if you're a new property like this, how long is it going to last? You know, it's just, I don't know. All right,
we're banking off the name of the developer.
That's yeah, on this one, yeah, for sure. All right, from one free-to-play game to another, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, free-to-play side-scroller RPG Astra Knights of Veda launches in late 2023 for PC and mobile devices. Okay, there you go.
It's got a very Odin Sphere-looking style, art style.
Yeah, I wanted to show the trailer, but for some reason my computer is like not allowing me to look at almost anything for some dumb reason. Oh, there it just went.
Holy it has shit. PvP battles in it. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It does have, like what Eric said, like an Odin Sphere, like VanillaWare kind of vibe to it, which I totally dig that. I mean, I love that. I'm surprised. Are some of the people from VanillaWare deflect and go to this company, Eric? Because it...
Nah, I don't think so.
After we just spent, like, how many minutes dissing a free-to-play game, this one seems interesting to us.
No, it does just... This is a Korean one. I know. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, the artwork just looks really good, man. I mean, it looks fantastic. I mean, it's... You know, I don't know if the game's going to be any good. I mean, but if it's anything like VanillaWare games, I mean, it looks just
does look good, yeah.
Really, really good. I mean,
I think this. Wait, no, this has nothing to do with Astra Ascending. Although I thought it almost did for some reason.
I mean, if they're giving us a free to play game that we don't have to buy anything, then you know, I mean. You know, we can truly beat the game like a normal video
if
game.
If you don't mind waiting, like, having to have your stamina bar recharge, or can completely resist the temptation to buy gems or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't mind the stamina wait. That's Final Fantasy that you mentioned before had that, and I was fine with it. Yeah. I still got to play a lot.
Of course, they could always do the Mega Man X dive route of doing an offline version later that you have to pay for.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, just let me pay $20 for the game. I'll buy it. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, that. Why isn't there an option like that? It's people who want to do the free-to-play and they just want to maybe pay for, like, DLC and stuff like that.
Yeah, just give me all the content for, like, a lump sum.
Want to just buy it and have the whole fucking game.
I agree.
Be able to do it.
I totally agree. You know what
they
game?
They want as much money as they possibly can get before they do something like that.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I think they're going about it wrong, but, you know, these companies know they think they know the most. They know the best.
Well, I mean, if like we were just talking about, I mean, after a year, most of them are gone, you know, or less than a year. I mean, like I said, I think it's just a money grab. They really should just think about things and just put out their game for, you know, retail price at the beginning. Let all the early adopters take most of that money, you know, give most of that money, which there's always early adopters, right? And then discount the game accordingly and wait for cheapos like me and Breakman. And there you go, you know. All right, next story comes to us if, you know, my shit will cooperate.
It comes to us someday.
Yeah, it comes to us one day. From RPGSite.net, being trapped in hell with anime is a good thing, actually. Hands-on with Freaked Flea Pit.
It goes in depth. The name of the game is Freaked Flea Pit.
Right.
So what now?
Freaked Flea Pit. And this is for...
Save that five times, fellas.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, it looks pretty cool. There's no video on it.
It's kind of like a Crypto Nexus adventure, but you're in an office building.
Yeah, I would play... I think I would play this on the Switch.
That's if a bit it came redundant. Switch. An office building in hell?
Oh, so it is just hell, right?
Yeah, this is cool. I mean, I like it. The art style is kind of quirky and cool, but I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Although there's this picture that says Bellboy, so I guess it's both an office building and a hotel.
I guess. Okay.
Helltel.
Yeah, Helltel. As always, the women are always, you know, big-breasted and, you know.
Oh, this one's actually kind of small on this picture here.
Scantily clad and all that, although there are a couple of pictures with no. There are furries in it, too, I guess, if you're into that, so. All right, I mean, I'm down for a game that's played in hell. So, if this comes out for like the Switch or something, I might pick it up. So, there you go. But it's PC only coming up. So,
at least for now.
For now, yeah. All right, Eric.
From RPG Site, we've got Titan Quest II has been announced for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Was Was Titan One, Titanfall One, any or Titan Quest?
Titan Quest.
Titan Quest, any good?
I heard it was okay.
All right.
But like, if you played it on Switch, it had performance problems.
Well, of course, it did. You know what I saw today at Best Buy, guys? Tears of the Kingdom themed switches. OLED switches. I was like, man, if I had money.
You can get that game at mono price for like $45 right now.
What, Tears?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, man. If I had 45, I would definitely get it. Well, I'll talk about it later, but...
Yeah, right. Anyways, let's see. It was just really an announcement, so there are some key features, like, which is basically just, if you play Titan Quest, it's the same thing. More of that.
Yeah. Well, I never played
Titan Quest. Although, I'm not sure if the original Titan Quest had online multiplayer, because this one's pulling it as a bullet point.
Absolutely no gameplay, which I hate, so, you know. Freak 5 says, I'm thinking about buying...
There's screenshots that show gameplay.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about buying the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. Yeah, if they'll support that game longer than they did Friday the 13th. I don't think there's
rights. That wasn't their fault. They lost the license. They wanted to support
it. Yeah, it was weird. Like, Firewatch was on Game Pass like a couple months ago, and now it's back on there.
Yeah. Titan Quest 2 screenshots look pretty good. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, looks... they even have a giant enemy crab that you can fight.
Yeah, I got that up on screen right now. Looks good. I mean, that looks good. I'd like to see it.
Probably better than Genji still.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Not the size of the processor that matters.
Somebody tells me this is the game that Titan Quest 1 should have probably been.
Yeah. All right. Who did that story? Did I do that story? I guess. Eric, I think it's your turn.
No, I did Titan Quest. So
okay.
It's my turn. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name, will include a demo for Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. The man who erased his name could be a name of a game by itself. Like, goddamn.
I know.
Whoever came up with Like a Dragon should just name everything, because they are good at it.
Yeah, it's really good, man. It's sort of like the James Bond movies, you know, like each one
has... Another title, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. Like, they are so good at naming games. They need to... every Japanese...
I still find it weird that... The Like a Dragon games aren't using numbers in the West for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Seven left the number out, and this one's leaving the number out. Or not this one, but the next game.
These games are really good. These are Yakuza games, and the Yakuza games in general just pretty fantastic. Hung Like a Dragon, Freak 5 says.
This game will be out on November 9th for the everything, except for the Switch.
Oh, Freak 5, I'd like to tell you that I purchased a used copy of Diablo 3, so if you want to hit me up, my PSN's Funny T-Man with the M capitalized at the end, and the E and T are also capitalized.
Alright.
As well as the F. That's very specific, because Sony's weird like that. You can't change it once you fuck up like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is standard Yakuza territory here, but so good. I mean,
I don't have Freak on that PSN. I don't know what to look up.
This is
I typed in Freak and I got like a ton of different people with Freak in their name.
Freak 5 says 3 or 4. I don't know what
I said. 3, didn't I?
Oh, okay. Dragon from
Moon. That must have cut out at some point.
Mishu, I think is what you're talking about, Breakman. All right.
Huh? Oh, yeah, his name.
What am I doing? Oh, that's the video for it. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Fallout-inspired RPG Spacework launches October 10th for PC. Early access trailer, so I'm going to play the trailer here. Paris Entertainment, Latvia. Wow. I wish it would have said Latveria just for, you know, the Marvel fans out there. Bass Duo announces official release date of their hardcore post-apocalyptic...
Or you could have said a Latria for the Dark Demon's Souls fans.
I could have did that too, Latria. Hardcore post-apocalyptic RPG Space Wreck. After almost a year in Steam Early Access, where the game has accumulated a very positive rating with 86% of players leaving positive reviews, Retro Space Adventure will see a full launch on October 10, 2023, just in time to mark the 26th anniversary of the original release of Fallout, game that serves as the main inspiration. You can definitely tell there's a original...
Yeah, with the bad Photoshop artwork that looks like crap.
Yeah. Just making sure my copy of 3 is on disc, Freak 5 says, but my PS5 is digital only. Ah, gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go. So, Space Wreck looks pretty cool. I mean, if you like the Fallout. What are you doing? I'm doing a show here, sweetheart. Sorry. I'll look at that later, I promise. All right. And then the last story, Eric.
Don't you still have a PS4, though? That's all I'm saying.
Ooh. Oh, it's Chaos Freak 23. There you go.
Chaos Freak 23.
Yeah, get that down. All right, Eric. Last story.
Last story. Hold on a second.
One Mississippi.
Everhood Eternity Edition is launching for PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series S, X, and Xbox One on September 28th. Publisher Blitworks and developer Foreign Gnomes. It previously released for Nintendo Switch and PC in 2021, but I guess they're adding some extra content to this release. this is a weird musical action RPG, which looks like it's a weird blend between Undertale and I guess even a little bit of Earthbound and
Guitar Hero. Yeah.
Or Guitaru Man. Yeah. That's probably more accurate.
It looks good. I mean, I'd give it a... I hope they have a demo. That'd be really cool. I'd check it out for sure. Freak 5 says... and Morgan Freeman voice, Frank didn't look at it later. Yeah. I will look at it later. I promise. All right. If I promise Bernie something, Freak, I follow through. No doubt. Right, Bernie?
Yes.
She's like, yes. And no, I don't have her at gunpoint either. So fuck you guys. I already know what you're going to say. All right. No homie discounts this week. The Sinful Pleasures IG bundle is still going on right now.
With the funniest title in that bundle called My Childhood Friend is a Slutty School Teacher.
I know. I love that title.
Some of those titles are fucking badass, man. Like Fuckfest was one of them or something.
I wonder if the story is about you courting her so that she doesn't hit on the students like a sexual predator.
I don't know. I'll let you know because I bought that bundle. It was only, what, $5? I mean, some of them are, like, ridiculous. Like, $3 and you get, like, so much content. It's unbelievable. So... I'll let you know. I'll read it and let you know. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, what you been playing?
All the same stuff, really. More Borderlands. I think I'm about a quarter to a third of the way through the game. The game is freaking huge. I think it's bigger than the first two games combined.
Wow.
It's big.
I remember Borderlands 1 being pretty big.
Yeah, they're pretty big. But some of these maps are just like just huge fucking maps. Take hours to get through. Also, Rogue Stormer's still just leveling up because it takes fucking forever just gain one goddamn level and get one little bitty perk. And that's really about it.
Freak 5 says
today, I'm going to be playing when I'm done here sometime. I have it preloaded and ready to go because today it was released. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh, today was the day, huh? Let me know if it's good, Breakman. I might get it because Bernie's such a huge fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre that I might play that. And since you have an Xbox, Break, I might get it on that system. Nice. Yeah. What? Then yeah, but these guys will kick my ass. No problem. Yeah, you'd watch me get my ass kicked by everybody else. Yeah.
This is what happens on Friday the 13th now, because it's like so, because the servers are, it doesn't have their own server. Like basically, whoever's hosting's got like a super advantage, you know. And
yeah,
it's just if they're Jason, like they're just murdering everybody. If they're one of the campers, like Jason's just frustrated because he can't ever catch them. It's just fun.
How funny. Let's see. Oh, this
pisses me off when campers like run around the tables and shit to try and stay away from Jason.
I know.
Like, stop that!
I've seen videos like that. I love it.
Jason, this goddamn table.
I know. I love watching that, but I would hate to be playing and that happening to me. Break. You know, it's like Freak Five says. Me and a couple of my coworkers had an idea for a movie based on the Montgomery dock fight. Maybe it's based on the make it based on the old kung fu movies, but the martial arts will be a fighting style based on fighting with folding chairs. What? That's crazy. Diablo 4 on what, Eric? On PSN? Yeah. I would.
I'm doing it that way because I know that they're just gonna put the Diablo games on Game Pass, and then they'll be out there forever, so I don't have to worry about buying those versions.
Freak 5 says, I will kick your ass in TCM, Frank. Probably, Freak 5. I'll acquiesce, man. I was terrible at...
Also, I didn't know that the Diablo games were not on Steam. In fact, none of the Blizzard games are on, because they want you to run it through Blizzard.net instead.
Yeah, I was terrible at...
Which is why Overwatch 2 showing up there was a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, hey, Freak, I was terrible at Friday the 13th. But I would have, you know, I would have had a moment of moments when I played you that one time, Freak 5, because I was hiding behind a door, and you didn't see me, and I panicked. I fucking ran out, and he fucking found me and killed me. But if I would have just stayed put that one time and not panicked, then I would have had a moment. I mean, you would, I don't think you would have ever found me, Freak 5. just sitting there. I don't even think that you had the Jason with that ability that you could see all the counselors. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Well,
you can do that with all of them, but stronger with certain versions of Jason.
Oh, I got you. Never mind.
Then they don't have the same abilities, but it just some of them are stronger and some are weaker. I prefer the ones that have like that are physically strong, so they can break a door down easier, and they're not sitting there like chopping on it for a half hour with campers getting out the back window.
Yeah. Yeah, what a shame. That game had so much potential, Break, man. Like it was so good. Like, just me watching people was a lot of fun. You know, it was just a lot of fun. But, all right.
Yeah, that is one of the problems I wish they would have fixed, is added a follow Jason camera for when you're dead.
Yeah, that would have been cool, but whatever. I mean, what could have been? And you know what's funny is all that shit, I think, is settled now. You know, yeah. I think they're...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's all settled. They're coming out with a Friday the 13th series, like a prequel series, and then they're doing a movie next year. So the next Friday the 13th movie will be like the actual 13th movie. So, you know, whatever.
A prequel to the Friday the 13th?
Yeah, but yeah.
Does that even make any sense?
It does make sense because you didn't see what happened to Jason. They just told you in the first movie, you know, what happened to Jason. That he was being...
Right, but, like, there was no killing up until that point is what I mean. Like, the only person who has allegedly died at that point was just Jason.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they're going to do. But they're going
to
get...
If you're Friday the 13th, they're going to have to be a body count, so it doesn't really add up for me.
Well, look...
Apparently there are some comics that go into how fucked up his entire family is, so...
Right, right. And, well, and
like, he's got relatives at other camps that are doing this. Too.
No, like no, no, no. Because
Steve is over at Camp Wanawanga or whatever, chopping up everybody's.
No, they're gonna. Okay, so I'm guessing the first season will be like all about like Jason being bullied, and then it'll culminate with him like, I don't know, drowning in the lake or something, and then the second season maybe the mom. I don't know, but. Freak 5 says Cocaine Bear is on Amazon Prime if you haven't seen it yet.
It was also on Peacock, too, I think.
I own that. Yeah, it was on Peacock previously. It's weird. It goes Peacock first, and then for some reason it goes over to Amazon. Megan did the same thing. They took it off of Peacock, I think, and it went over to Amazon Prime. It's so weird. Want a Woman Camp for Boys. Breakman.
The unrated version of Megan?
Yes, the unrated is on there. Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I got the platinum Final Fantasy 16, so that's done with. And I started getting back into Lisa, because I want to get that done, and probably not going to get Artillery Rise of 2 done, but I'm going to try to get through it as much as it's possible before Armored Core 6 comes out, along with Blasphemous 2. I'll probably play Blasphemous 2 first, because it's the shorter game of the two. But, so that's my plan this weekend, to play Altair and Lisa.
Alright.
But other than that, that's all I've been playing.
Okay. The only thing I've really been playing, a little bit of MPQ. Of course, MPQ is like an everyday thing for me, because I, you know, it's like a pick up and play a game or two and then put it down type of thing. But Breath of the Wild, I'm on the last, like, memory of the boss. I don't know if you did this break where you got those missions where... Did you buy the DLC for Breath of the Wild?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. Well, it's DLC, and you have memories of each of the Divine Beast, and uh-huh. you have to... There's three shrines that you have to find based on... based on pictures, best way that I can put it. And then once you find those three shrines, then you use those coins to...
There was another mission that's like that, to find a shrine where they give you pictures, right?
Yeah. And then...
Okay, so it's like that then. Okay.
Yeah, similar to that. Like these... if you get the DLC, basically these... they're not shrines, but they come up from the ground, and then you can see these pictures of locations of these shrines, and there's three each. And I've gotten three of the four Divine Beasts, and what that basically does is all your special abilities regenerate quicker is all that it ends up doing, which is actually super helpful. Like if you're lightning one, like I the first one I did was the lightning one, which was extremely difficult until I cheesed it. But, you find these three places, you beat these three shrines, and then, you know, you get to go into the Divine Beast one last time with a memory, and you have to fight the boss in there, you know.
The boss is a really tough monk character.
Yeah.
He gives you a motorcycle.
Well, I haven't beat all of them yet, so I guess that's the gift that you get for beating all of them, other than your special abilities, you know. But... so I'm on the last one, and I have, I think, two more shrines, and then I'm going to beat that last Divine Beast one more time, at least the monster that's in there. And then it's on off to find just a few more shrines, and then it's off to the castle and beating Ganon. You know, exploring the castle, which I've already explored a little bit, but then it's just beating Ganon and beating the game, and... enjoying that. I'm just, like I said, I'm having a hard time like coming to the end of the game, man. Like I said, it's one of the few games that I've ever played in my life where I just put off things intentionally, but now it's getting to the point where you can't really put it off because there's really nothing else to do, you know? I mean, I've already beat most of the DLC. The only DLC shit that I got left is a couple of quests inside Hyrule Castle. So it's just that and then beating Ganon, and that's the game for me. And it's sad to...
There's the Trials of the Master Sword, but you probably...
I got pretty far in the Trial of the Master Sword, Eric. That's one last thing that I have to do, too. And I will beat that, too. But that one's really, really difficult. I got all the way to, I think, the eighth trial or something.
Learn how to, like, go out of bounds, and you can just cheese the whole thing if you feel like it.
No, I don't want to cheese it, man. It's such a great game. It's a game that I want to respect fully. If I find
I'd do it if it weren't for the fact that you can only ever use your Master Sword when you're fighting a Ganon-like boss anyways.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And then also, you can break it just like any other sword.
And it's already at max power when that happens anyway, so it doesn't... So all it does is let you get max power whenever you want to use it.
The Master Sword you can also break too, right? So
yeah, but it regenerates.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So do you have to do anything special, like go to a certain shrine and get it back again, or you just wait for it to
recharge? No, just, you got to wait for it to recharge.
Yeah, I want to
I'll tell you what it's done.
Yeah, I really want to... I just want to do all the content in that game that I can before I leave it. And I know Tears of the Kingdom is waiting for me and all that. And it's so, you know, everybody's telling me that it's a much better game and all that. But I mean, when you have greatness in front of you and you're playing greatness, you want to save. It's like a really good steak or a real good piece of food. You know,
I have a review of that game up on the audio feed.
Oh, that's right. You do, Eric, and it's great. What you want to do is savor every moment of it, and that's what I'm doing.
I apologize a bit, though, because I almost got off track, and I had to stall for time, and I coughed at 2 points, because I was running out of breath by that point.
Freak 5 and Breakman are exiled, son of bitches. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing.
I feel like a victim. What did I do? Why am I being bullied?
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? How dare you? Happy endings for all bees. How dare you? All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, mine are old. I gotta delete mine. And I had to correct your mistake, Break. You thought I reviewed the first three Mission Impossible movies when I was just the first two and then the more recent one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. Okay, so Eric, do you have any reviews this week?
I wanted to watch Hot Fuzz, but then I got caught up in all these YouTube videos and I didn't have time, so I'll watch it next
week. Hot Fuzz is fun, man. It's a good movie. All right, I do have a review. It's for a movie on Netflix called Heart of Stone, and it stars Gal Gadot.
Even the little one that can't act?
She can act. Eric, she can definitely act.
When she's given direction, that's impeccable, but otherwise can't act.
She can act, Eric. She can definitely act. I don't mind it, her at all. I mean, other than her worldly views, which are fucked up. I mean, you got to understand, she's actually from Israel, so of course she's going
to
take the...
I'm just thinking to Wonder Woman 1984 and how badly she was talking to Paige Group. Pascal's character of Maxwell Lord at the very end of the movie, and how it just terrible it sounded.
Okay, well, that aside, I mean, she has other movies, Eric. Let me finish my review, and then you can, you know, whatever. But Heart of Stone, pretty good. It's basically a spy movie in the vein of, like, a lot of James Bond movies. There's nothing that's going to knock your socks off except a couple of action sequence at the beginning. But what I found pretty refreshing about this action movie is that there was a really cool twist in the middle of the movie, which most of the time in action movies doesn't really happen. So hang on 1 second, guys.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Wait, can you... to threaten our lives.
No, I'm just... There's something going on, and I don't know what's going on here. But let me finish this real quick, and I'll deal with that. All right, so Heart of Stone, it's basically an action movie. Nice little twist in the middle.
So it's a Netflix original movie that's actually decent?
Yeah, it's. I would say it's decent. It's not great. I'm not going to say it's great by any stretch of the imagination. You're not going to see anything in this.
How long is it?
An hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes, so it's...
At least it's not like 2 hours plus whatever.
No. It's good, man. I mean, it's worth watching. It's not, like I said, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's definitely not the worst. It's standard action fare. There's a couple of great stunts at the beginning, then there's a twist in the middle, and then, I mean, the second half is a little predictable, but... you know, that twist in the middle was pretty good. So, I'm giving it a solid 7.5. I think it's worth watching. It's one of the few Netflix original movies that's worth the shit, like Eric said. So, you know, there you go. How dare you guys talk about me in chat?
That reminds me, I need to watch that. They Clone Tyrone.
I do need to watch They Clone Tyrone. I'm going to get rid of Netflix soon enough. There's only a few things I need to watch on it, and then I'm getting rid of it. So, you know.
I can't wait till the One Piece show started. Also, that's another one of my sneakers that I put on my list. But me being confused at release dates and getting them wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, especially when something like Ahsoka moves its release date to a day earlier than what they previously announced.
Yeah. I agree with you, Breakman. Netflix movies are like made for TV movies with A-list actors. That's a great way of putting Netflix movies. Their writing is just atrocious at Netflix. They need to hire like really good writers and pay them. I know they don't want to pay the writers, but the writers are kind of the heart of movies, you know. So yeah,
I guess this fall most of the stuff was already done, so it's probably next year we're gonna be going through a heavy drought of no entertainment.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, we'll just have to watch the classics.
That just means it's time to turn like anime, I guess, and go get Crunchyroll
subscription. Well, I guess if you're watching the dub version, that'd be the only way, because the voice actors are on strike too.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, just do the dub versions, man. Or not the dub.
Or go to High Dive where you can watch something dub or sub. Depending on whether or not Sentai is actually dubbing it.
Or just do just watch fucking Tubi or something. There's plenty of fucking entertainment to go around to fill in the gaps.
Watch an anime, turn the volume all the way down, and you make the script.
That's right. That's another way of doing it, man. Yeah, make your own shit. Riff
tracks level stuff.
Yeah, do some riff tracks, man. That'd be cool, too. All right, yeah. Heart of Stone. It's got multiple meanings to the title. It's not, I mean, you know, they were actually really thought out the title of that movie. I mean, there's a whole kind of subplot about AI.
Has anybody done a riff tracks of Crystal Skull? That might make it entertaining.
Yeah, I know. Crystal Skull's so bad, man. So bad. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, I know you got
we're moving really quickly, which is good because I got a bunch of Stinkos. All right,
cool.
Let's start with the consequences of Ro being struck down are really starting to hit home for a lot of people, I think. We're seeing stories of 12-year-old girls being forced to, in elementary school have children because they can't get access to health care, to abortion.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the damage having a child would do to a 12-year-old body.
Irreparable is the word that comes to mind, Breakman. Irreparable.
What'd you say?
Irreparable.
It was rape. It was a rapist.
Yes. Yes.
And so the little girl was forced to keep a rape baby, and like her body's destroyed, like her emotions are destroyed. They said the girl's barely talking to anybody since it's happened.
Yeah.
Like, and she's forced to keep a baby while she's going through this traumatic experience. Like, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
And this is something that's happening across the country. This isn't an isolated incident. And it's just going to get worse and worse the more they add restrictions on abortion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next, so that's a sad story. Speaking of sad stories, let's maybe we should talk about the police a little bit here.
Let
me see. If you're say driving your car with your family and you're black, or you're say taking out the trash and you just happen to be black in this country, those are now illegal.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, I'm just
driving while black, taking out the trash while black, walking while black, chewing gum while black, walking in a store while black.
Driving on a Friday night, all black.
I mean, a kid was right in front of his house, taking out his trash, and he ends up handcuffed by the police because he matched the description of the suspect.
What, that he was black?
The suspect was an adult.
Right. That he was black?
Yeah,
I mean,
he matched.
The only match was that their ethnicity was the same.
Right. It's
exactly.
I mean, look, we have stories every fucking day. I mean, yeah, if it's
you're
not...
Right. And I want to talk about the other one really quick with the police pulling over a family of a cop. They pulled him over and held him at gunpoint, and then turns out, it was the cop's mistake. The cops are doing this, and they do this all the time, and it's running plates. They don't run plates unless they, suspect you of something, you know? Or they're, or if they're bored, which should be a crime... essentially, but I mean, basically she messed up the plate number when she typed it in her computer, and they accused the family of stealing a car. It's like, oh, I put the wrong state in, my bad, it's my fault.
Yeah, my bad.
After you're holding the family down at gunpoint, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that traumatic experience isn't going to go for a while. Your apology is hollow.
I honestly think and I mean, this is, I mean, it's kind of abstract and out of the box kind of thinking. I honestly think that the powers that be really want to eliminate black people from the country. They literally don't want black people here. And brown people. It's very apparent.
LGBTQ.
And LGBTQ. And poor people, for that matter. So, I mean, it's like the elites want to make the United States purely for the elites and upper class. Because
we're only good for work, basically. We're there to earn them money.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
it's basically a form of slavery.
There's definitely racism going around and all that stuff, and I don't think it's debatable. I mean, unless you're, you know, a racist yourself, you're not gonna, you're gonna deny it, of course. But I honestly think that it's a class warfare. And you're right, Breakman. Like they only tolerate black people and LGBT. Right now, LGBT community is under fire, like black people were in the civil rights era, you know. And it's gonna take something like that to normalize having gay people in the country.
There's something I can tag to this right now, but there's another cop story I need to get to.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't want to. I was just saying that.
No, go right ahead, Break. I'm done.
The third cop story goes to not actually this time being racist, but something that I've noticed is a common trend from Mrs. Bergman really likes crime dramas and stuff like that, so we've seen a bunch of serial killer stuff. And a common trend among serial killers is the police could have caught every fucking single one of them a lot sooner. Yeah, if the police would just do their job. Well, the latest serial killer, the guy from Gilgo Beach, well, now there's, of course, a guy saying in 2010 he tried to turn him into the cops. Yeah. So 13 years ago, they could have caught the Gilgo Beach serial killer.
Yeah, Breakman.
At least in this country, you're worthless.
I agree with you, Breakman, and I chronicled that years ago, if you guys remember. There are multiple studies out now that say that police officers solve about 2% of crime nationwide, whether it be violent or nonviolent, right? So what does that tell you? If you did 2% of your job, Breakman, would you still be around doing your job?
Let me see. To do 2% of my job, I would have to wake up, mm-hmm. turn my computer on, clock in,
yeah,
go back to sleep.
Right. And you might do like
it's time to clock out of work and then clock out.
I mean, you might like read a report, right? That's 2%, right? Yeah. Right, something like that. If that were the case, your ass would be canned so hard. Yeah. And what I'm saying with
baseball players who are considered like they get a lenient thing that like if they're hitting 30%, like they're amazing. You know,
yeah.
Even baseball players if you can do 30% of your job and be amazing at, cops not even close to 30%.
Right. Right.
Your job actually fucking matters.
Yep. Cops are at 2% of all crime. If firefighters could only put out 2% of fires, they would be fired immediately. Like if there was a fire department that could only put out 2% of the fires that they went out to. Actually, the firefighters are at what? Almost 100%, right? Because they put out almost every single house fire that they go to, or structural fire, or, you know, whatever type of fire. The only fires that they can't really control are the wildfires, right? Like in what's going on in Maui, which I'll talk about.
Right.
But they're the only profession that I know of that you can have a 2% success rate, and we exalt them like they're fucking heroes. The only one. It's so fucking weird that we don't hold them to a super high standard.
It's because the media does not, they don't want to talk badly about the police because.
Because why? Because they're fucking.
Unions, I'm guessing, money.
It always has to do with money.
The higher ups like to have us in our places, keep us up. You know, the rich people, they like us little people scared and you know.
You're right, and it's funny because they'd never take anything seriously, right? I'm terrified when we get our new car that it gets stolen. I mean, I know insurance will pay for it or anything, but if you get something stolen from you, you should immediately be assigned a detective to get on it. You know how much crime they could solve if they just fucking try to solve it? You know what they do? What they do, I've seen this time and time again. Somebody reports a car stolen, right? My friend KDOT had his car stolen. Do you think that they did the diligent work to make sure to look for that car? Of course they didn't. You know what they did? They took a report and they went home. That's what they fucking did.
I know a couple people who've had their cars stolen, and you know the cops will eventually get them back to you, but they get them back to you as is. Like there's just like there's no justice in this.
No. So what happened with my friend's car? It got stolen and it got wrecked. I think the next day or so. And guess what? There it is. There's your car. Do you think they did any fucking fingerprint work on the fucking steering wheel to make sure you know they could find the fucking criminal that stole it? Of course they fucking didn't. You know why they? Yeah, matter of fact, they wouldn't even take a report. You know why they do the report? For insurance reasons. That's it. The insurance companies require them. Require you, not even them, to file a police report. What the fuck good is a police report other than, okay, it was stolen?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, for instance, in the Gilgo Beach incident, like the guy who tried to warn him was a roommate of one of the victims, and he got a good description of the guy and his vehicle and took it to the police.
Yep.
You know, a little bit of legwork, they could have tracked him down.
They don't do it, though. They don't care. And you know what? That they say, oh, we're overwhelmed with the amount of cold cases that we have. Really, fuckfaces? Really? You're overwhelmed with cold cases? They're called cold cases for a reason. You follow the leads until you can follow the leads no more, and if it becomes a cold case, then go on to the next one. I mean, that's what they should do. You know?
My favorite is they always ask for more money too. Like it's a training issue. Like we need more money for training, bullshit. Training. And bullshit. When you get more money, what do? They buy bigger guns and they pay the people at top more money.
Their fucking salaries are outrageous, Brake Man. Yeah,
like that money boost that they always want it doesn't go into training or it doesn't go into hiring like therapists or psychologists to go along with that or child social workers or anything like that.
Mental health advocates, none of it, none of it. You know, you're right. I have a video on my other channel where I exposed this fucking piece of shit sergeant. I talked about it briefly here. But the motherfucker makes $142,000 to sit at a desk, Brake Man, and do virtually nothing. He does nothing. For 140
press conferences, and I'm sure he'll talk on radio stations too about how great his troops are and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, piece of shit. This was the same guy, right? That while on his watch, he used to be a DUI guy, right? I don't know, like a DUI division guy, sergeant, whatever. He basically a whistleblower. Basically whistleblowed on another officer that was sleeping on the job, right? And it was under this guy's watch. His name is Douglas. He's in Aurora. He's a piece of shit, and I have no problem calling him a piece of shit like I did in my video. He basically covered for the guy and created, in their own words, the police's own words, after an internal investigation, which are always a joke, he put that whistleblower into a quote toxic work environment, and that's what we got to deal with. Continue on, Brake Man. I'm sorry.
I said it in chat. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, like the cops caught him numerous times and let him go.
Yep.
I mean, after the first kill, they caught him.
Yeah,
they were suspicious of him the first time he killed somebody, and they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the cops in our country are worthless in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about the raped child, and then talked about that. Oh, the story I wanted to talk about, the other one. Today I was in a pretty decent mood, and I was about to start doing some dishes and some other stuff around the house, and the dog started going wild. I'm like, okay, somebody's here. I figured it was a mailman. I get to the door, and there's somebody there. And she's like, hi, would you be interested in talking about protecting women? I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not sure what this is about. But I was thinking probably about abortion.
Right.
And she's saying, well, you know, they're trying to put into a constitution now to make it legal for kids to go get to get transitioned without parents' approval. I don't think I've ever gone from happy to angry that quickly. I'm like, and she's like, and I'm like, nah, that's a lie. She's like, no, here it is, right here. I'm like, you need to get off my property now. You need to leave right now. And I ripped the shit up right in front of her. Like, I was angry.
Yeah.
I didn't have any, like, common words. I couldn't think of anything to say. I was so mad. But yeah, they're trying, the anti-abortion movement is peddling lies, and these have been proven online that they're using funny math. They're using 1+1=11 type math to get to this, that the anti-abortion amendment is going to make it so that kids can transition without parent approval. There's in no way connected. But this is the kind of shit they are peddling.
Yeah.
Blatant fucking lies. They're using trans people as scapegoats again.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's sad, Breakman. The world
we live in. One could make the argument that the kids are doing it behind their parents' backs. So.
No, that was the Jehovah's Witnesses from the other day. Yeah, I just ignored them. They're at the door. I just didn't come to it.
I have a big problem with Jehovah's Witness. Just almost.
Okay, so here, I got it. This is, they're saying the ACLU's dangerous anti-parent amendment is what they're calling it. Removes parents from decision-making processes, and your child's facing an abortion or sex change surgery. No, it removes all protections from your unborn and from the unborn, and allows painful late-term abortions up until the moment of birth using taxpayer dollars. And I had one of them I was arguing with online. I'll bring that up in a second. Eliminates health and safety protections for women seeking abortions, leaving them at risk. I mean, these are blatant fucking lies in every way. Protects predators who force women and kids into unwanted abortions.
Unwanted abortions? How many times is an abortion unwanted?
Like, these are lies. This is, you need to get off my property right now. You need to leave.
Yeah. I don't blame you, bro.
Angry. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's a lie. These are lies.
Yeah.
So angry.
What else you got, Blake?
Speaking of that, like, I got busted on Twitter again.
No wonder I haven't seen too much from you this past day or two, man.
This time I actually got busted because I pissed off another user. It wasn't like I went after a politician this time. It was just some dude I was arguing with. His argument was like in pro-abortion, like, you know, there's back and forth, but usually I just say that the pro-life people, all they can do is lie and gaslight. Well, this guy's argument, like, well, you know, all you Democrats and liberals want to do is have the baby up to late term, even to the time of birth, even after birth.
That's not true. It's so stupid.
Like, they're talking about after birth. Like, we have a crime for that already. It's called murder.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I said after birth abortion. Are you serious? Or are you really that stupid motherfucker? Are you really the stupidest motherfucker to ever breathe oxygen? That would be known as murder and is already illegal. You're an absolute fucking moron. Go fuck yourself and have a miserable life. You deserve it.
And you got fucking...
I remember seeing you arguing with this guy at spots because I usually check my tweets during work, the brief moments I get. And you were going on with him for days.
Yeah, well, he probably blocked me because he got me suspended.
That's so stupid that they
because I use the F word. Even though I'd like to add this stinko since we're on Twitter. Well, Twitter's dying. I'm almost dead. Elon's pulled the plug on it because he's decided where he's going to get rid of the block button.
Yeah, I know, but he can't do it.
Happen.
We'll talk about that in just a second. Break because that Eric put under his, but I have it under mine because I have a bunch of stinkos today too.
Yeah, I saw Eric's and I was I have Eric's written down too. That was going to be one that I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
but he's got it covered. So cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, just cops and lying people coming to our doorsteps, passing out these flyers with blatant lies on them. To fight abortion, now they're linking it to the trans community. Like, they're going to use the trans community as every boogeyman, it seems.
Well,
like, anytime they're afraid of something, like, it's the trans community, look at them, they're doing it now.
Well,
community has taken the place of the black people and the Jews for the for these people in their minds.
I was going to say, first it was the Jews, and then it was black people, and now it's transgender and the LGBT community. You know,
especially it's trans, because they want
to. And in between any of those, it's always been like going after music or video games or Pokemon specifically.
By the way,
they're trying to use like argument. They've got like the lab log cab Republicans, they're like, yeah, we're not like anti-gay, but we're anti-trans. Like, they're trying to separate it from the. I don't know what. They're trying to break up the LGBTQ, I guess.
Yeah.
Trying to turn us on each other, even though it's already like a fractured community.
Well, check this out. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's whoever they can demonize. You know, it's Mexicans at one point. You know, that's why they're always on the border thing, even though there are more people leaving the country than entering the country.
Have you noticed we haven't heard about the border in a few months?
Right. They'll go back to it. I mean, they always have...
They always do. There's always going to be some caravan of people coming. Caravan of illegal immigrants invading our border.
Yeah, a caravan of people that are seeking asylum from cartels, which the United States basically started. I hope everybody knows that.
We're going to slow down in that country, and we act like, well, how did they get there?
Right.
Well, the bad guys, they absolutely brought them to you. Well, how did the bad guys get in, you jackasses?
Right.
Because we have more guns in this country than people. What do you think is going to fucking happen? Right.
Freak 5 says, here's a stinko. Sorry, Freak 5. I was waiting for a break. It kind of ties into what you're saying, Break. Here's a stinko. In Texas, a pregnant woman started going into labor, and she worked for the state government. Her boss thought she was lying so she could leave early and wouldn't let her go to the hospital. When she finally got to go, the baby died. She sued the state, and the state of Texas defense was, check this out, if this isn't the ultimate irony, the fetus didn't have the right to live. That was the state's, and it's kind of funny coming from Texas, who's supposedly a huge pro-life state, right? Jen Wiles in here. What's up, Jen?
It's
nice to have you here.
It's all about controlling women.
It is. That's all it is.
It only exists to control women. I'm sorry. If women who are on the pro-life movement, you are being manipulated.
Yeah, 100. No doubt. And, Freak 5
and
just...
I understand the guys who are on it, because I know men behind closed doors. I'd say about half the population of men are misogynistic as fuck.
Freak 5 is already making me hungry. What is that, Freak 5? It's like a hamburger, but it's got cheese, and it's got looks like a really soft bun. Looks really good, but I can't eat hamburger. It upsets my tummy too much. What is that, Freak 5?
Freak, are you on Blue Sky at all?
Yeah, I thankfully Eric gave me a code, so Break, whenever Blue Sky goes up and running, I'm going to give you the Blue Sky account, RP Grinders, and then you can have fun there, you know.
He's killing... Twitter's going to die without a block button.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in just a second. Freak 5 says,
you know, like, how evil I can be online and stuff like that, and how horrible I am to people, especially, you know, like, trolls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There are still people online, like, I can't even deal with this person. Like, fucking actual Nazis.
Yeah.
Freak 5. I can't deal with this because they'll get their army Nazis on me, and there's no rationalizing with them. Like, if I try and make them mad, they're going to threaten my life.
Freak 5 says, I heard speculation that if Russia and China quit being a threat, extraterrestrials will be the new threat. Yeah. Well, already illegal aliens break, so...
I think they want to make Mexico the next big enemy, actually.
I do, too, because they want... There's talk about the United States invading Mexico, which is...
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Okay. First of all, Mexico's not going to go down without a fight. Right? I mean, it'll be a complete annihilation. Like, eventually the United States will just take it over.
I would hope there'd be enough of us Americans who would also fight back, too.
I agree. I totally agree. But
But go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's like Afghanistan. We did not win that war. It was a 20-year war for what? We killed Osama bin Laden. Okay, great. He's an awful human being. He's gone. That's what we got out of Afghanistan. We didn't gain anything else from Afghanistan. You know,
we got ISIS out of Afghanistan.
There's nothing we could gain by quote-unquote invading Mexico.
We did at one point have ISIS tapped down, at least. We had that too, but...
No, we never did, Breakman. That's the United States narrative, but ISIS never wavered. They never wavered. I mean, I don't like ISIS. They're terrible, you know, with the beheadings and all that shit. But they were steadfast. They never lost its structure, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Like Afghanistan was Vietnam, right? We went into Vietnam. Nobody won that war. I think the Vietnamese eventually won that war because we left voluntarily. That's the definition of losing. You lost the war. You didn't occupy Vietnam. There's nothing going on in Vietnam. The
one thing Vietnam got was a lot of dead people.
Yes.
And a lot of destruction.
And so did we, by the way.
No, I'm saying all it was death and destruction.
Yes, yes.
Everybody involved.
Look, we have nothing to gain. We have nothing to gain by going to war with fucking Mexico. We already have all the silver, right? The United States owns, I believe, the last estimate that I saw was like 80% of their silver mines. So what is there left in Mexico to do? Their wealth was tied to silver. The United States owns the silver mines. So of course that country is poor. The only thing that thrives in Mexico is fucking cartels and the silver mines that the United States owns. That's it. The rest of the country is fucking... and tourism. There's still a few tourism places like Mazatlan and Cancun, although I heard Cancun is now run by the cartels, so good luck going to Cancun if you're going there. I mean, there have been travel advisors.
I've been hearing some stories about people on resorts starting to... have problems.
Yes. So
this used to be like the safe harbor.
Not anymore.
The government's defended those completely because that's why they made their money.
Yep.
American, like we're getting all the American dollars. We gotta protect the Americans.
Right.
Meanwhile, their journalists are being murdered in droves.
Yep. So no longer are those safe havens for anybody. So I wouldn't recommend anybody going to Mexico for any reason. I don't care if it's fucking Tijuana, which is just across the border. Juarez, another one. Fucking war zone over there with the cartels. So you want to invade a country for what? You think the cartels are going to take it sitting down? And by the way, the cartels have almost as much military equipment as the fucking Mexican government does. So you think they're going to go down without a fight? You think they're not going to use their military style weapons against the United States if they decide to quote unquote invade? The fuck out of here with that nonsense. It's so stupid. Freak 5 says Republicans don't want Mexico to become part of America because how can they argue that Mexicans are stealing the jobs when they are citizens? 100%.
They'll just go to other countries.
Yeah, they'll just go to other countries. I mean, they're doing it with, I think, what was it, Congo? Or one of the African countries. I can't remember which one it is. They did it in Somalia, one of the poorest fucking countries in the world. They
just look at what we were talking about earlier. How like we were talking about how they targeted black people. They targeted immigrants. They're targeting the trans community. Like they move from one target to the next.
Fear mongering.
If one thing doesn't work, like if there's no immigrants down at the border, no illegal immigrants trying to evade us down at the border, they move on to. Trans people pooping in schools or some shit, pooping in litter boxes in schools.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just they will find something.
Always, make it always. Up. And by the way, the Democrats, man, they're such heroes, right? The Democrats.
Yeah.
What are they fucking doing? I mean, this goes back to the time in Obama's era when he had a fucking supermajority and they could have got Roe versus Wade codified. Thanks, Obama, for that, by the way. We wouldn't be in this position today if Obama would have did his fucking job and got Congress to pass with a fucking supermajority.
It would be one thing if he didn't run on it. And he ran on that issue.
Yeah.
That was one of his big issues. Like, he's going to, like, codify that on day one.
Yeah.
And he gets in office and what's his excuse?
And by the way, he's a piece of shit.
It's too much of a controversial issue.
Yeah, fuck that.
No fucking shit.
No, it. No, you know what? Shit. It really isn't that controversial, Breakman, because you know why? 69% of Americans, which includes a shit ton of fucking Republicans, support abortion. I know that's shocking, but when that many people in the country agree, we can't get two people to agree on almost anything, but 69% of the people in this entire country believe that abortion should be legal, at least for the first trimester and in some instances the second trimester. So what's the problem? What's the problem? You have 69% of the American people themselves that want it. Because you know why? They don't give a shit what the American people think. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They want these wedge issues. They pretend, right? Because then they don't have to do anything. If 90% of the Americans approve something, they wouldn't give a shit. They would take the 10%. And, oh, well, there's still 10%, you know. We got to please each and every single person in this country, you know. I mean, it's so stupid. 70% of the people in this country believe that we should have free health care. Do you think we get any semblance of that? No, we get what they called access to health care. Access that's killing people on a daily basis.
And they can't afford it. And we got one party that's actively doing everything it can to get rid of health care for people.
Right, right. They don't even want the stupid Obama care bullshit that we're dealing with now, which, by the way, was originally put forth by Mitt Romney, a Republican. Fucking idiots, man. When Obama was in office, so much good could have been done, and it wasn't. And by the way, Obama should be tried at The Hague for droning innocent people in foreign countries. That's what I'm saying.
And nobody wants to hear it.
And nobody wants to hear it because he's the first black president.
He gets absolved from it just because he wasn't directly responsible, but he gave the orders. So yeah,
he gave the orders. He's directly responsible.
We're saying the same things about Bush and Clinton and the other ones.
Bush should also be tried at The Hague, too. Both Bushes should have been.
Almost every president has committed a war crime, though, is the response I get. Carter
didn't. Nobody liked Carter, but Carter was a peaceful president. Nobody talks about that, you know. And I give Trump credit for not starting another war. I do that all the time.
I don't give him credit for trying to start a war and then failing.
Well, he failed definitely because he tried with Syria and it didn't work out. But at least he didn't. He was incompetent, right?
Did you hear his latest excuse? He's saying his generals were trying to do it, and he's like, "No, God. I stopped my generals from."
He's so stupid. He's so dumb.
His generals were the one telling him it was a bad idea.
All right, let's continue. We got to continue on here. Eric, you're Stinkos of the Week, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Break, did you have any more?
No.
All right,
enough.
Eric, let's go.
Eric, take yours.
Okay, my Stinko is, I forget the whole name of this, but it's some international chess organization is now banning trans women from participating as women for biological, for quote unquote biological advantages over men.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yeah, the argument has been that men are bigger and stronger and faster than women. So how does this? What are you saying now? See, men are smarter than women?
That's what we were. That's exactly.
Or they can't compete against women either because apparently they're considered men by these people.
That's what I was talking to Eric before we started break. I don't understand it. Like you can legitimately make the claim against, for instance, trans women in sports because typically men are bigger and stronger, like physically, than women in general. But it's a stupid argument to begin with, just because you know it doesn't mean that you are. Just in general, yeah. I mean, I could see someone making the argument as far as physically.
I'm taller and stronger than some women I've played basketball or girls I played basketball with as a kid, and doesn't mean they couldn't beat me.
I agree. No? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just adding to what you're saying.
Right. You could make the argument. I'm not saying it's a strong argument, but you could actually make the argument. Like I was talking to Eric before, and I said if you put a squad of WNBA players versus NBA players, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm 90% sure that the NBA players would probably demolish the WNBA players because of their physical advantages. Like, most WNBA players can't dunk a basketball, whereas almost all NBA players can.
It's against the rules to dunk.
It is? In the WNBA?
Yeah, the WNBA is against the rules.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I didn't know that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of those women actually can dunk. They're just not allowed to.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
It's another excuse for the organization to just need to all die.
Yeah, well.
Our sports are gendered. I mean, look at baseball. Women don't get to play baseball.
They're gendered, and then they're controlled beyond that.
Yeah, I don't think they should be gendered. I think if you're good enough to play in either league, any league, you should be allowed to play. I remember there was a hockey player. I can't remember her name, but she was awesome. She was a goalie, and she made it to the NHL, and I was like, man. But, I mean, it didn't work out for her because it's, I mean, you know.
They use a lot of the same excuses they use to deny players from the Negro League being in the NMLB,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's stupid. It's stupidity. What else you got, Eric?
Well, we talked about the X's planning to ban the block button earlier. That was my only other one.
Yeah.
And, well, that's not going to happen because Apple says that's actually a violation against the rules.
It's a violation against
Apple. And they have to remove X from the platform. And,
yep.
Elon's going to lose money if he goes through.
Yeah, he can't afford that.
He's going to have to backpedal. And people will say he was kidding. He'll say he's kidding in his... that his fucking zealots will definitely believe it.
Well, he's had situations like this before where he's gone and actually talked to the people, and he's talked his way out of some situations.
Yeah.
So he might be able to convince somebody with enough money.
I doubt it.
So I wouldn't count him out just yet, but right now it does not look
good. But no, I feel like he's actually genuinely, intentionally sabotaging the platform. So
I think you're right. I think what he's aiming for, guys... What he's aiming for is one of the biggest tax write-offs in American history.
Yeah.
By sinking Twitter. I
think when he bought it, he thought he was going to be successful. Like, I really truly think he thought he was going to make it into this big platform and juggernaut and everything like that. But now that he sees he's completely failed, I think you're right. I think that's
I really do. I mean, and you know what? According to tax code... he'll be allowed to write off all of Twitter. So he'll have a $40 billion write-off whenever he decides to shut down Twitter. $40 billion, think about that. So the government will pay him probably in the billions for his being a failed businessman at Twitter. Or X, or whatever the fuck he calls it. But it's not going to happen, I think. I think it's either one of two things. One, what Eric said, that he thinks he's an absolute fucking genius, which he's not. Or two, you know, he's planning on heisting the American people.
And a lot of people have said on the internet that the biggest reason he's doing this is because people are using the block button to block ads.
Well, I mean... I understand that. I mean, maybe
if you're blocking an ad, then he's not generating that revenue.
I did that a lot, and I can see why that would be an issue for a platform like Twitter. I blocked all every time I saw an ad, I would just block the ad so I wouldn't have to see it. And a lot of them were major, like car companies or Coca-Cola or whatever. I just started blocking the ads, and it was working.
This is why I like tweeting as a front end. For Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give me any of that shit.
Yeah. Let's see.
Or at least shoves it in the corner that I can't notice.
Freak sent me another picture. Let me look at it. All I see is he said it was sausage. It looks good, man. I could
Italian
eat sausage. Italian sausage. I could eat that, man.
Sausage? His butt cheeks in one?
Looks good, man. I wish I could show you guys, but I can't. But I don't know what you sent me, Freak, because I didn't get it. Hold on. Maybe it's on my phone. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. Nope. Just the one, Freak. Unless you sent me... nope. I didn't get anything else other than that Italian sausage picture, Freak. I had an allergy test on Monday. If you haven't had one, they they poke your back with needles with different allergens to see how your immune system reacts to each one. After doing that, they leave for 15 minutes, come back to see what happened. Almost immediately after they do it, my back started itching. When the nurse came back after 15 minutes, she looked at my back and says, "Wow, I'm allergic to all of the trees, grasses, and weeds they tested for. Two types of molds and cats and dogs." Oh, what's up, Skodema? Nice to have you in here, man. No worries, man. I mean, you got life gets in the way of doing stuff, so welcome in. You can't touch your back, yeah. So, yeah, there we go. All right, here's the other. Ooh, what are these? I love green apple. Ooh, that's good stuff, man. Still first, I guess. I had to use a Game Boy when I took the... Breakman, I'm reading.
Yeah, no, I don't want to read that. I was just talking to him.
Okay, I see it. Green apple. Holy shit, 900 milligrams? How many is in there? Oh, there's 30 grams of... how much? 30 and 30? Shit, I wouldn't mind having those. How much did those cost you? Oh, $29? It would cost me more to get them here, but might be worth it, because that's, man, 30 and 30? That's about right for me. I could do 40 and be okay. I could do 80 and be okay, actually, but, you know. All right, yeah, okay, so now it's my turn. I'm still waiting on the car. I just got a call from the dealer, though. The guy that I'm working with, the salesperson, is going to be on vacation for the next 5 days. But he said if it shows up within the next 5 days, he's got somebody that's going to call me. And then in lieu of that, he's going to call me when he gets back. So I don't know. I'm just hoping to get it sooner than later because I've already paid for insurance on it. And it sucks. I'm waiting on it. And I really need that car. I found a $30 pint of special season stout, 14.5% alcohol.
Where'd you find it?
Wow. $30 pint? Jesus. I wouldn't pay $30 for a pint, man. Holy shit, that's a lot of money.
I'm assuming he picked it up off the ground instead of having to pay for it.
Well, maybe. That's pretty cool. Like, you just found one? Like,
yeah, he said found. He didn't say bought. He said found.
Oh, well, that's good, man. 14.5% alcohol, that's steep, man. That'll get you fucked up quick, man. I'm not a big drinker.
You put it on a shelf in a store somewhere and you drink it really quick.
Exactly. You just put it back on the shelf after you drink it.
Oh, whoops, it's empty.
Yeah. The Maui fires are now the worst death toll in U.S. history. It's now the last number I saw was 106 for that, which is the most for any wildfire. It's a sipping beer. Oh, that's cool. Right on. Let's see. And then spending more for the Ukraine than what we are giving Maui is just beyond the pale of stupidity, in my opinion.
It's just like Puerto Rico's disaster from a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't care about our own, but hey, I mean, they're on a fucking island. Fuck them. You know, it's just stupid.
It's bad enough we took their independence away from them. Now we just have to not do anything for them.
Well, same with Puerto Rico, man. It's awful that we couldn't help out Puerto Rico. Why? Because they have different skin tone, I guess. I don't know. And then rip my old keyboard. It just plain out stopped working. It just stopped. Mm-hmm. It was a rechargeable one, too. I don't know. Maybe the... I mean, I guess I did have it for a while, but...
How long is the half-life on that thing?
I have no idea, Eric. What's the half-life on an Apple Magic Keyboard? It's whatever it is, you know. Biden's reaction to Hawaii is... I agree.
A wired keyboard.
I totally agree, Skodema. I mean, not that Trump or any other Republican would have done better. And yeah, Biden's a fucking Republican. I don't care what anybody says. Any politician would have reacted stupidly with Maui. How dare you, Breakman, you son of a bitch. In Minneapolis for the weekend, trying to decide on a brewery visit. I don't know of any good brew. I mean, I'm sure they have great ones in Minneapolis. I've been to Minneapolis. It's a great city, for sure. It's a cold in the winter, but nice in the summer. She's a man-eater. How dare you, Breakman? All right. Yeah, my old keyboard bit the dust, man. Sucks. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Break, you're sweet of the week.
Oh, mine just goes to all the legal trouble Trump's going through. It's just pretty damn funny. And that he's trying to delay it as much as possible because he's going to have a mug shot this time. It's
the George shot. And of course, it's not going to be flattering.
He said he's going to do it like at the end of next week to turn himself in. He's trying to delay as much as possible.
It's very, very rare to have a good mug shot. I've seen a couple, you know, but they're usually not very flattering. It's like...
The ones I hear are the ones when they're, like, smiling in their mugshot and they're accused of, like, child rape or shit.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is... Like, you can tell there's no guilt or shame there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm only mad I got caught.
Well, yeah. Or you know you're completely innocent, I guess. I mean, you know, I mean... But even then, I don't know if I'd be smiling.
Yeah, if you're completely innocent, you'd be pissed, I think.
Right.
Like, just from my experience being, like, locked up, just... I was pissed. Like, I didn't fucking do anything. Leave me the fuck alone. I mean, I tried to do something, but I didn't, so leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I tried and failed to do something, and that wasn't even today, so leave me alone. How's
that? Right. Does that work? All right, what else you got? What I
did is not even illegal, okay?
What else you got, Break?
No, that's it.
Eric, you have any sweetos?
Not really.
I have a Sweeto, kind of, and I mean, it ties into the car again. I know I'm kind of obsessed with this car thing, but it sucks not having a car, you know? It just, just one of those things. But I guess on the bright side, I have to look at the bright side of this thing because I've been waiting for over a year now, is that, I'll have it probably by the end of the month. The latest it could go is a week into September, but I'm really hoping that I have it before then. And getting the call today was actually encouraging, you know. I mean, it's, you know, at least the dealer, the guy, the sales guy is, I know he's predicated on sales and all that, but at least he took the time to call me and let me know that, you know, that he's going to be on vacation and it's still on track to be here most likely by the end of the month, but at worst, like, just into September, so.
So, where did you order this car from? Eternia? Or the Land of Oz?
Like, practically.
Where's it coming from?
Practically, Brake Man, Japan. It's coming from Japan, so.
From Japan.
Yeah.
There was just here under the ocean. I mean, boats travel a lot faster than this.
I know, so. it was a shipping.
Maybe the boat has, like, a weird mail route, like, thing where it goes zigzagging.
I mean, I heard everything, Breakman.
It was like Magellan. It was just completely lost and making the shit up as it went.
Yeah, I know. It's at this point, it's a fucking meme, right? I mean, it's just. I heard every excuse in the book. It was processors. It was shipping delays. But now it seems like. Now it really does seem like there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, like it should be here. By the end of the month, at the worst, at the absolute worst, second week of next month. So, you know, I'm hoping way sooner than that because I've already wasted 2 weeks of insurance. And the only reason I bought the insurance in advance was because the rate. I didn't want the rate to go up. You know, I mean, I got quoted at three different insurance companies for like double what I got this one. So, you know. I don't know. Anyone who attempts suicide should be sentenced to... How dare you, Skolma, son of a bitch. It's mental illness. Sweeto, Freak 5 says, new Toxic Avenger movie. Peter Dinklage is going to be the Toxic Avenger. And Breakman's Lord and Savior is in it. Yep, Kevin Bacon's in it. How dare you, Breakman, son of a bitch. What else? Okay, that's it. All right. And Eric, you didn't have anything. Break, you didn't. You already did yours, I think. So that's it. Let's move on to free for all.
It's a free for all.
All right, guys, we're on to round three of the tournament to decide the greatest cereal of all time. And I think this is fantastic. I think we're gonna I mean, we're going to knock it out of the park with this, I think. Breakman, take it away.
Yeah, I'm just going to cover them real quick, just trying to remember what we have left. Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I went to the store, and I can confirm both Cocoa Puffs and Cookie Crisp are still on the shelves.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So it depends on what store you go to.
Yeah, just I know they still sell them, is what I'm saying, because they were in Meijer.
How dare you, Freak 5. Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch.
Let me see. I saw both. I didn't see Corn Puffs, but I wasn't looking for Corn Puffs, actually. I gotta think. Did I see Corn Puffs? I don't think I did. Okay, first we have Apple Jacks versus Corn Puffs. And Puffs. Frank, this is a hard one for you, so we're gonna make you go last. Eric, you can start.
It's Puffs, not Puffs. And
I said Corn Puffs? I meant Corn Puffs.
You did say Corn Puffs.
I vote for Corn Pops, not Puffs.
How dare you scotum, you son of a bitch.
I want Apple Pops. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Or Corn Jacks.
Corn Jacks. These are two of my favorites, by the way.
Yeah, I know. So, and just to make it hard on you, I'm going to go Apple Jacks.
Fucking really, Breakman, son of a bitch.
I used to like Apple Jacks, and I think they changed the way they made them, and I didn't like it anymore.
No, they've always been the same. Eric, your tastes have just changed, and it's fucking... Okay. I mean, these are two of my absolute favorite cereals of all time, but I got to go with Apple Jacks, man. Apple Jacks is fucking bomb-ass diggity, just like Corn Pops, but I slight edge to Apple Jacks. Really hard. Really hard to pick. But Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. It's Apple Jacks. That's it. Break. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
All right. So Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks is like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Hear. No, it's not the weakest one, you son of a bitch, Break Man. How dare you, Break Man? The greatest one, Apple Jacks. And Scotum is exiled too, you son of a bitch. Fucking son of a bitches. I'm walking off this show, man. Go be a security guard or some shit. I don't need this shit. Walking off.
And I, after our last show, I got a little craving for one of the cereals that we were talking about, and that'd be Tricked cereal, which is going up against Rice Krispies, and I'm going to start this one out, and Trix is still fucking good. I'm going with Trix. Frank?
Rice Krispies all the way. Even though you have to put a shit ton of sugar on Rice Krispies, to me, it's still
Rice Krispies plain.
Still better than Trix.
Eric, you're a tiebreaker.
I'm going for Trix.
Ah, nice. Fucking A, man. God damn it. You got rid of one of my favorites. I hate you guys, man. Son of bitches. Walking off. Yeah, I got Apple Jacks, I guess.
I drink water. Hold on.
Walking off this show, man. Walking off.
Oh, man. Let me cough my left arm.
Go be a security guard or some
final
shit.
Final battle of the marshmallows is Lucky Charms takes on the surprising Frankenberry.
Freak 5 is exiled again, you son of a bitch.
I have bought all four of those. Technically, there's a fifth one called Monster Mash.
Yeah.
That includes all of it, which sounds gross because chocolate mixed with caramel mixed with
might be good.
Ones.
It
might
be good. Did you try the Yummy Mummy? Or what's the new one? Is it Yummy Mummy or Fruit Bird?
No, there's a girl. Ones. It's a Carmella.
Carmella.
Yeah.
That one? Okay. So those are two of the old ones, and that one's... All right. I can't keep up with them. Anyway, next we have Lucky Charms versus Frankenberry. And Frank, you get to start this one.
Frankenberry's the strawberry one, right?
All right.
I got to go with Lucky Charms, even though I'm not a huge fan of Lucky Charms, just because I can't stand... Yeah.
I think the marshmallow to cereal ratio is better evenly laid out with Lucky Charms.
Freak 5 and Scotum are exiled again, you sons of bitches.
Wow, this is the first time we are all going to agree, because I am also going with Lucky Charms.
Wow.
I think it tastes better than the two cereals. The marshmallows taste the same, but it's the cereal itself that tastes different. I just think the Frankenberry is kind of
bland. Matter of fact, Freak 5 and Scotum get exiled times 10. How dare you, sons of bitches.
Wow, I gotta go see what he said. Let me see here. What did Freak do to get in trouble? Walking backwards away from the destination is fast.
How dare you, Breakman? Don't give him any airplane.
Walking. Wow. How dare you? Cool.
Sons of bitches. Cool. Exile. Can you
moonwalk, Frank?
Times 10. Fucking ass.
Can you, do the moonwalk, Frank?
How dare you, Breakman? Exile, you son of a bitch. Moving on!
What's that?
Moving on!
Okay, I actually bought two cereals this week because I had a craving for another one that I really like, and it moved on as well, and that's Frosted Mini Wheats, which is going up against I think it's going to lose this one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because Cinnamon Toast Crunch is really hard sale to beat. It is just really, they pack on the sugar for you. They get you going. Yeah, it's like cocaine on in a bowl. Eric, you could start.
Let's see. I'm thinking. What were the choices again? I'm looking at this list and.
Do you not, Toast Crunch versus Frosted Mini.
Do you not have the document in front of you,
No,
Eric?
I do, but I... maybe I have to refresh. Who knows?
Refreshing, it's going to be the same document.
Let's see.
Frosted Mini Wheats versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow. Okay. I am going to go Frosted Mini Wheats because I do love that cereal. Even though I think I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch too, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is one of the better cereals. It really is.
This is really tough because yeah, I really really like these cereals, man. Especially the Frosted Mini Wheats, like in the mini form with the frostedness, sugary goodness. But
because it's got that, it's like that. What do you call it? Like the sweet and savory type thing. Like the one side like the dry side, and the other side sweet, and it's just it's a combination. It works.
And then
really
there's like a certain point, like with the Frosted Mini Wheats, where it gets just soggy enough to. I mean, that cereal's really good. But you know the one big advantage, other than they're both super tasty. I like both of these cereals, by the way. But the one advantage that's and this is an underrated aspect that you guys don't even talk about is how the milk tastes after. When Cinnamon Toast Crunch sits in there for a little bit, and you know you eat all the cereal and then you drink the milk afterwards, most cereals you don't really want to drink the milk, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man, that milk tasting like sugary cinnamon goodness is fucking awesome.
I like that Quaker Oats cereal.
Quaker Oats?
That's kind of like the mini wheats, but not. It's like a different grain.
I guess. I don't know. I'm gonna, in a very slight edge, because they're both pretty fantastic, I'm gonna take Cinnamon Toast Crunch just because the milk is fantastic when you drink it.
Alright, fine. Okay, next we have Honey Nut Cheerios versus French Toast Crunch, and I believe that one starts with me, even though I'm not ready. So I'm moping.
I mean, Scotoma says it right here. Soggy Cinnamon Toast Crunch is still good. You know how many like cereals that when it gets soggy, you're just like, ugh. But not Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
At that point.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch still tastes good, man. I don't care.
Like I said, it's cracking a bowl. It's cocaine. Like, they just load that thing up with cinnamon. Like, they want you to just lick it and start bouncing off the walls.
One lick is all it takes, man.
Just imagine eating a whole bowl of it.
Is Honeycomb on this list at all? I don't think it's
Honeycombs? Yeah, I think we did have that somewhere.
Yeah, Honeycombs was on the list. I thought it moved on, actually. Oh, no.
It got Honeycombs. Killed by something. I can't remember.
Maybe it might not have been on the list. No,
Honeycombs? No, Honeycombs wasn't on the list? Wow.
Bunches of something or other.
What an egregious error. Maybe we should have, like...
I can only have so many cereals.
Yeah.
I
had it on the list. Maybe we could do a...
You put an outdated cereal like Fruit Brute on here.
Maybe we could do, like, at the end, when the champion goes up against, like, cereals we didn't include and see if it, like, holds up against all of them. That would be kind
of
cool.
There's a lot of, like, the alternate brands and stuff like that. So it's, like, Special K with... fruit, Special K with bananas, Special K with chocolate, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, God. Scotoma says, I'm a rebel and use orange juice with my cereal to make it a complete breakfast.
Fucking milk, I'm just going to throw orange juice in there.
Can you imagine Cinnamon Toast Crunch in fucking orange juice? That would be so bitter. It's so gross.
Remember how bad it was if you'd eat a donut and then drink orange juice?
Oh, God, so bad. Anything sugary and you drink, like, orange juice?
Orange juice,
Bad. Right. What else we got?
I get to start this one out, and I actually really like Honey Nut Cheerios, even though I hate regular Cheerios, because it's basically you need a bowl of sugar with your cereal to be edible. Honey Nut Cheerios are fucking good.
These are both pretty good cereals here. I'm gonna put Eric on the spot, and I'm gonna pick French Toast Crunch just because. But I mean, I could easily have went either way on this.
Yeah, Mrs. Brakeman really likes the French Toast Crunch, so don't tell her otherwise.
I'm voting for Honey Nut Cheerios.
Nice. Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice.
I do like the. What did I just do? Did I just screw up? What did I do? Where's the reverse not do that again button?
What'd you do, man?
I deleted a line by accident. At least I can just undo. Thank God. Okay, next we have Magic Fruity Pebbles versus Corn Chex. Magic Fruity Pebbles has just had the benefit of going up against crap cereal, and I think so is Corn Chex. So, I don't start this one. You do, Frank.
I'm going with Corn Chex, man. I can't stand Magic Fruity Pebbles, so Corn Chex all the way. I like Rice Chex and Corn Chex equally, even though you had to put a ton of sugar on both of them.
Eric? If it had gone against anything else, I would have voted for Pebbles, but Corn Chex.
Corn Chex are okay if you put them in, like,
Trail Mix.
Or something like that.
I like them as cereal. I actually do like them as cereal.
I would have voted for Magic Fruity Pebbles just because it turns your cereal. I wonder what it does if you don't. If it turns your tongue like a different color if you don't use it. If you don't. Anyway.
What does it do to orange juice?
You like what I did here? All right, I'll fix it. Anyway. Next we have Poop Like a Champion versus Quisp. These two cereals you actually have to order online. And I don't think any of us have had any of them.
Yeah.
For Eric, you start this one.
Well, Poop Like a Champion. Like three different versions of Poop Like a Champion versus one type of Quisp.
It's just whichever version of Poop Like a Champion you think sounds the best, I guess. To make it more fair. So it's a one-on-one.
I'll just vote for Poop Like a Champion because fuck it.
Yeah, just the name is so fucking cool. You have to go with Poop Like a Champion.
I am in full agreement, man. I'm looking at Poop Like a Champion like the greatest
today. Hashtag.
The greatest underdog to win a tournament. Dark Horse, my Dark Horse candidate, ladies and gentlemen, Poop Like a Champion. So, there you go.
I mean, I like living in a world where we have cereals named Poop Like a Champion.
Yeah, me too.
And then finally, we have Cocoa Puffs, which I was surprised is still on the shelf. Wait a minute. Was that Cocoa Puffs? Yeah, it was Cocoa Puffs. Versus Golden Grahams, which I didn't even look for because they're fucking Golden Grahams. I get to start this one out. Cocoa Puffs. Golden Grahams is like taking a graham cracker, which is good, and then making it not as good.
It's kind of like the discount Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, what about you? What is it bad? How about you, Frank?
Discount Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love it. That's a great way of putting it. It's Cocoa Puffs, man, because chocolate, you know?
Cocoa Puffs.
Discount.
I like that, man. Discount Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, right.
Whoa, man. Cocoa Puffs going up against Poop Like a Champion next week, man. That's a titanic matchup. And then you got Corn Chex versus Honey Nut Cheerios.
Maybe I should go to Amazon and order a box of one of these things.
Well, Poop Like a Champion is high in fiber. Like, that's why they call it Poop Like a Champion. It's designed to make you poop. Like a bran muffin type thing.
Freak 5 is Exile times 3. Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Lucky Charms is a titanic match. We're down to the final eight, right? Mm-hmm. And then Trix versus Apple Jacks. Ooh, some juicy matchups for sure. I think we're going to come to the right conclusion. I don't think any of these cereals would be...
I'm surprised, like, looking at what's left. Like, there's no... Like, the big names, like Frosted Flakes or Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops, like, those are all gone.
Yeah, I know. There's still some big heavy hitters in there.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms are big names, yeah.
And Trix. Trix is a
Well, Trix, I think, is like lower than those two in name, right? Like Dapplejacks. I think those are pretty even.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got some good matchups for next week. I think we might be in for
Poop's
some...
Poop's like a champion, so is a High Fiver versus Cocoa Puffs, which is probably going to make you poop too, because it's our chocolate. So.
Right. Skoma says, the cereal could taste like actual poop, but will win because of the name. Exactly, Skoma. That's what I'm saying. It's a dark horse just because of the name. Poop like a champion? How could you not vote for...
It's going up against Cocoa Puffs next week. I can tell you for a fact I'm voting for Cocoa Puffs. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You got to think about it, Breakman. Just think about it. You know, don't jump the gun. Like I said, Poop Like a Champion is... I mean,
yeah, but I've never had Poop Like a Champion, and I haven't liked Cocoa Puffs, so...
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what comes...
They're basically tricks but chocolate.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess. I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Little brown chocolate balls instead of fruit balls.
Chocolate salty balls?
Well, all right. You guys fixed them.
All right. I think we did a pretty good job so far. But we're down to the final eight. So I don't know. Maybe we'll finish it up next week. Maybe not. I know we have a couple weeks left in the month, but we'll see. But... good so far, man. I like this. Only Poop Like a Champion is like a real dark horse. Every other one is like legitimate, could win this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like legit. I mean, look at Honey Nut Cheerios just, you know, going there. Corn Chex, another one. I mean, these are legit cereals, man. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Jesus, Trix, Apple Jacks. I mean, these are heavy hitters, man. I don't know, man. We'll see. Poop Like a Champion is the ringer, Skotoma says. See? So there you go, man. It might make a tournament history, Skotoma. The lowest seed. You know what you should do?
Funded candidate? Yeah.
You know what you should do, Breakman, for these tourneys going forward, is like seed them. Like, you know, like underdogs versus like, you know, like number one seed, just put next to their name, like, what seed they are, and just, you know, just for shits and giggles, man. All right.
I've got another one lined up for next month if we want to do it. Oh, so I did want to ask you that. Since next month is September, we know October is falling, and you usually do, like, a horror-themed
right
thing. Are you doing a tournament this year?
For October?
Yeah.
I could do it for October, for sure. I can do it, yeah. We'll do a horror theme.
I had an idea, if you didn't want to. I have an idea of what we could do.
What's your idea? And then I'll...
Best kill.
Ooh, I like it. I like that. We could do that.
But either best kill or best death, either one.
Maybe we'll collaborate on that one, Breakman, because, you know, I mean, I like horror movies in general, but I don't normally think of all the kills in all the movies.
And plus, there are, like, action movies with great kills, too. Like, one of my favorites is Die Hard 2, The Ice Pick for the Head.
Oh, that's a good one. Freak 5 says best scream queen tourney. We could do that too, man. That would be fantastic, man. I don't know, stuff to think about. We'll think about it. I like best kill. We haven't done that that one. So, you know. All right. Let's do our plugs. Breakman plug away.
Best scream queen. See, I don't know all their names and stuff like that. That one might be harder for me. Going to this live and did you want to know what we're going to do next month, or do you want me to keep it a surprise?
Keep it a surprise till next week. We'll keep it in suspense till next week. Yeah.
Cool. Coming to us live, or what am I? What are we
coming
now?
To us live. He's so. That's the funniest shit ever, Breakman. Coming to us live from RP Grinders. It's Breakman. Your plug, sir.
It's time to go home.
Coming to us live.
Yeah, sir, get out.
Coming to us live, we're out of here.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter for I don't know how long. I'm suspended for being a bad, bad boy. I guess, what was it called again? Bluebird or?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, that's the new one. I'd be funny if they called it Bluebird, just kind of mock Twitter.
I know, that would have been even better. That would have been awesome. Of course, then Elon Musk would have probably sued them, and it's so stupid.
It failed, because he seems to do that a lot.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
Cleaner, stay rich is suing people.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Anything else, Break?
Should I have something else?
No. No.
No. Okay, all right. Then no.
Eric, anything you want to plug?
There is my written reviews, which are on BostonFastBrigade.com. And then there's the audio reviews I do for the show. And the most recent one I did is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. That review's finally up. Break, stop begging me for it now.
Coming to us live from the chat room.
Break. And if you like either of those things, there's a link to my Patreon in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG, or my Blue Sky profile, which is also at EricRPG. There's EricRPG.BlueSky.social.
Yeah.
B-Sky, not Blue Sky.
Yeah.
But here's the link to my Patreon if you just want to skip all of that and you're in the chat room right now.
Yeah, Eric does really good reviews. You check out his review of Tears of the Kingdom on the feed. That's rpgrinders.podbean.com. And it's really good. So
if you want to like give me as little as a dollar per month or whatever, yeah, however much you feel like you can, that'd help me out.
Yeah.
You have to be 18. God.
You have to be 18. Have to be 18 or older to be on Eric's Patreon. I wonder what that entails, Eric.
It's because I used one of the explicit tags because I was reviewing a Center on Cover review, not understanding they think I covered pornographic material. So now I'm stuck with it.
Yeah.
That's funny though. Patreon's retarded.
Yeah. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, on YouTube. What else? You can find me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. What else? Oh, check out Heart of Stone on Netflix. I think it's worth a watch. It's a decent action movie. Gal Gadot is as hot as ever. She's actually pretty good in the movie. And it's got a pretty good little mid-movie twist, which is highly unusual to see in most movies. So, you know, it's nothing super extraordinary, but it's a fun time. You'll have fun watching it. It's a pretty good, pretty decent movie, even though second half is a little predictable. But, it deals with AI and some other crazy government shit. So, if you like James Bond movies, then you'll like it. It's pretty, you know, action. Alright. Anyways, I think that's about... most people would disagree with you, Breakman. They would say Linda Carter. But, you know, Gal Gadot is super hot. No doubt. Okay. Do you guys have...
You'd be wrong, by the way, just saying.
I agree with you, Break. I think Gal Gadot's one of the most beautiful women to ever live. But, you know, just me. But
No, I'm with you.
Alright. You guys have anything else?
No.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.